television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX. August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh my God, it's Friday night. I hope you know what that means. It's that time again. Time to start listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio. If you want to join us, all you have to do is go to spankwagon.net. You can click on the chat room link and join us in our chat room, which is irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon. You can always email us radio@spankwagon.net. And we have telephones. Yes, you too can call our $20,000 phone system. Just give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. It's a little after 7 here in the Pacific time zone. Let's get this shit going.
Nothing else to say? You don't want to stretch that intro out another 7 or 8 minutes?
I thought the intro was fine, man.
Here in the Pacific time zone, as opposed to the Central or Eastern time zone.
But there's a reason I did that, and if you were here last week, you would know.
Yeah, well, I had to do something that required...
I was here last week, though, but I know why you did that. Oh, I know why you did it.
Yes. I was getting paid.
I know why you
I was
did
getting...
it.
Dude, this... Fuck that thing. There we
I
go.
Remember.
Now I can... Hey, now you can hear me. I was getting paid last week.
Really? Down in East Fremont?
Hell yeah.
Bitches and hoes.
And IT in.
Oh, sure. Oh, sell your soul like that.
I was getting my IT on.
So how much do you sell your booty for, exactly?
$55,000 a year.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hell, they got me cheap.
Watermelon-dectomy, huh?
What the hell's a watermelon-dectomy?
So I'm sure it's some shit that you made up.
It's something you made up 2 weeks ago.
I made up a watermelon-dectomy?
Watermelonectomy.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You see, we had a caller call in last week that knew that and asked how it went with decaf the week before.
How was watermelonectomy?
I started laughing because I thought he was just making up some shit, but then he said that's for last week. I said, what? I didn't know.
More Murphy shit. Got a lot of...
Well, I got you back last week anyway.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Someone wanted to hear you getting me back last week, how would they go about doing that?
Well, that would be easy. They just have to go to podcasts.lvrocks.com. Ooh, that was a cheesy setup.
That was a
lame.
That was more lame than that quarterback sack that Brett Favre let Michael Strahan get on him.
Didn't see that.
You didn't see that? When Michael Strahan broke the sack record?
Oh, that was back in the day, man.
Yeah, he broke the sack record for the year because he took a dive. It was the last game of the season. And he took a dive so Strahan could get the record.
Well, they're good buddies.
Aw, how loving. All right, I got to get all my buttons going here. I think
buttons. Who's got the buttons?
I think I've got all my buttons ready to go now.
No, there we go. Yep, now they're all
working.
Now
you got okay.
I had to make sure. Yeah, they're all there.
Okay, good. So, Friday night, Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon!
Yeah. Let's do one thing real quick again. Just want to remind everybody the chat room is up and running, so you can join us in the chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on, Spank Wagon chat room.
How many people we have in the chat room?
One.
Well, that's more. That's one more than
you know. That's good.
Ago.
What's good though is this week is I remembered to log into the right chat room.
Yes.
Last week I was in the wrong chat room. It's like you know,
you made a couple of mistakes, but it was a good show.
It was a great show. I forgot to turn off that. You know, I listened to the podcast because we forgot to turn the mic off during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, we barely heard those stupid horns.
Okay.
Just barely heard them. So it was good though. Today's stupid mistake is I left the house all my shit on the printer. Everything I wanted to talk about is on the printer. I'm like,
you shit on the printer?
I shit on the printer.
Is it an inkjet or a laser shit printer?
Dot matrix.
That could get messy. No, man, keep it going. Come on now.
Oh, you're dancing to it, man. Look at me. He's like...
The picture comes out of the shape of a heart and shit.
Actually, it's...
That's what's fun back in the day, though.
He was actually printing the last Michael Bay film.
Oh, Transformers.
That wasn't that bad.
More than meets the licensing agreement.
Hi, you're watching Transformers. We decided not to stick with convention. Instead, use all GM material. Because Chevy, it's your American car. Like a rock, it sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
Shit, man. I just realized something. My chat program's gone.
I forgot to register that thing?
No, I thought I did register it. And now it's... It's all right. I still have my zero number. I'm okay.
All right. So, let's see. Last week was actually a pretty good show. Good podcast numbers. All
pretty good shoe.
Pretty good shoe.
Pretty good shoe.
It's a very good shoe. All right. Let's get on with the shoes.
So, what happened? So, how's it being with the kid all morning, all day, by yourself? You? I thought. Didn't your wife start school?
Yeah, but I mean, that's no problem. You know, my boy, like I said, he's a good kid. He's just very whiny right now. And I don't know if it's a stage or if I just need to start beating him with a stick.
So, he wasn't looking for mommy.
Like your kid's any better.
I didn't claim my kid was any better. I just need a bigger stick.
By the way, your kid owes my wife a whole color ink cartridge.
What?
Oh, Athena. Now, in defense, it was not just my daughter.
I know. It was her cousin's daughter, too. They printed out like 400,000 dog pictures.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, shit. She's not around.
Like LOL cat type pictures?
Yeah. Okay. Lolcat pictures.
Lolcat? Okay. Oh, great. Someone's going to I has a cheeseburger just because he can.
I can has cheeseburger.
Have you noticed? The people working are on this side. Just want to point that out.
I'm putting my shit together. Okay, there we go. I'm logging in now.
So what's the spice? What did you say before?
Spiceworks.
Yeah, what is that? Because you were trying to show it to me yesterday.
You know, we'll nerd out on it a little bit later. Spiceworks is an inventory system and help desk software that's totally free. If you have any number of computers and you want to keep an eye on them, I highly recommend you go and get it. It's free. It's ad-supported. But using Firefox, you can very simply block the ads. It's also web-based. But if you're going to do it, have an independent machine for it. We'll talk about Spiceworks a little bit later. I wouldn't mind getting into it.
Well, you know what? You mentioned something about the AdBlock Plus. Have you guys heard about that website out there that's trying to encourage people to ban or not allow Firefox to browse their websites because of AdBlock Plus?
Yeah, those people are dumb.
That's deep.
Yep.
So what's AdBlock Plus? What is it?
AdBlock
is a Firefox extension that blocks out contextual ads. It'll also block text ads now.
What it does is it blocks it based upon where it's coming from. So, like, I always have a problem with Federated Media, fmpub.net. Any ads that seem to come from there slow down on my machine to a stop, just a dead stop. And what I used to have to do is actually, with the help of Virtual One, go in and edit some files so that way it just blocks it right at the actual...
That would be the host config.
Thank you. Well, not host files, but yeah. Mac version of that. So
that would be the host file.
Yeah. So, right. So, anyhow, edit it so that way they don't come in at all. Because every single time, like boingboing.net uses Federated Media, it would stop. Never load the rest of the page. Dig used to, and then they signed some weird Microsoft exclusive agreement. So I couldn't actually browse these pages because nothing would load until the fucking ads would load. Well, there's this group out there that's all pissy because they're saying, you know, this should be illegal. You're using the internet for free. Not like I am not fucking paying for this shit. No. But they're all pissy because of the fact that, you know, the web pages are not making money off of banner ads and advertisements because you're not seeing them to click on them. Because everybody knows, what's the one stupid ad I've seen now? There's a bidet ad. If you go to
they have it on
Obscure Store and Reading Room, it's a bidet ad. It's someone's
it's
ass.
It's a bunch of asses.
It's a bunch of asses with smiley faces. These are real pictures. I'm surprised. No, I'm serious. I am surprised
But they allow it to go on and no reach.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what I don't understand, though, about these ass pictures, to kind of deviate from where we were at.
We're a bunch of deviates.
So why? I mean, they're doing this. So how many people in their work are getting in trouble because there's asses on their screens?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not mine.
Totally not safe for work. You're going to a news site, a news aggregate site where you read the news and you got pictures of assholes. Or at least asses. No assholes, but still.
There's assholes if you go to ESPN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, who, Barry Bonds?
Yeah, of course.
I was going to say, did you like his chocolate asterisk? You're into his chocolate.
I'm not allowed to talk about Barry Bonds, apparently.
Why not?
I've been told by several people that I spend entirely too much time talking about Barry Bonds.
Who said this?
Some people that I work with that listen to the show.
Really?
Yes, they've said that I obsess about Barry Bonds.
And his chocolate asterisk?
And his chocolate asterisk.
I think you do obsess about Barry Bonds.
I think the only reason you're defending him is because he's black. Were you out there this week defending OJ?
No.
Oh, hell no.
No. Matter of fact, I had a darker suspect of an OJ coming.
A darker suspect?
A darker suspect of. Oh,
wow,
no.
That's Freud.
I put OJ out the pasture last week, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how stupid. How fucking stupid can you be? You weren't here last week, but when that story broke on, Thursday?
You don't have to talk about it. It's coming.
let me ask this.
It's going to come five after eight.
Five after eight? Okay. Then I'll ask my questions then.
Okay.
So that's what we got going on
the
there.
Darker perspective. I got five after eight.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, you are in fact listening to Spankwagon Radio, not the Jesse Jackson Hour.
Because we're not rhyming. That's the only reason we're not rhyming.
If there is a tape, you can't escape.
I'm running for black leader of the community, so if anyone wants
if it's
to
on the recording, the memorabilia you be hoarding.
I'm going to self-appoint myself as black leader of the community.
Self-appoint yourself. I'm going to appoint myself.
I think that's the funniest thing that Murphy said. He asked me, he's like, did they run a lecture for that? He's like, the black leader of the community is like who, someone voted him into that position?
I know,
what?
Seriously. Was there an election? Was there anyone else running? I'm just wondering. Was it like a toss-up between like Bootsy Collins and Obama and then Jesse Jackson with
Bootsy
a writing
Collins.
Vote?
Bootsy Collins! The P-Funk.
That's right. I got a Bootsy Collins comment in within the first half hour. Holy crap. So anyway, it's been an interesting week all around.
So what you been doing this week?
Working my ass off.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling, man.
Yep.
I've been tired as shit today. I'm so tired. You know, where you can't even, you looking at the computer. You know you know how to fix it, but you can't do it. You just fucking like. That's how it was today, man.
I could rebuild this TCP/IP stack.
But I won't.
Today, for me, it was, I could get this quote on 75 new machines, but I don't feel like listening to Dell's hold music today.
Nice. I was on Sprint's hold music this morning. Nice. They screwed up my web. You know, when I try to log into the web account to do my bills and stuff, they screwed that all up. So, sitting on hold. Of course, I had my Bluetooth on and, you know, whatever, but. You know.
You guys ever do the Dell chat online?
Yeah.
Nope. Haven't had to.
And I'll tell you what me and my coworkers put together. When they start asking the questions about, you know, what's wrong with the machine or whatever, we have a template of all their fucking questions, and we just send them the template, right? So they go, and the person is like, the girl who read it last time, she's like, wow, you have all the information we need. You must have did this a couple of times. Because you'll be on that shit for like 30 minutes filling in the little box for this.
Oh, yeah.
Little box for that
and then
shit.
I know what's wrong with it. I know what part I need. Could you just send the part?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you like us to send a technician? No. Fucking send me the part.
And then they try to fight you over shit. Your shit's, I've never understood this. Your shit's under warranty, by Dale, but Dale wants to fight you to give you a part.
Yep.
You know, they'll be like, well, did you try shaking the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Turn it sideways. I mean, that's how.
They have most innate, like, seriously, do you ever watch the IT Crowd?
You know, I just got them all. I haven't watched them yet, but I think it's that bad.
It's just like talking to Roy. Have you plugged it in yet? Yes, it's plugged in, you son of a bitch.
What if it's Roy's boss, though?
The girl?
You might want to check if it's plugged
in. Shit.
You have to take out the floppy drive and blow in it like the old Nintendo games.
Dealing,
have you done that?
Dealing with Dell is particularly difficult, but you know that does give me a chance to bring up something here real quick. For those of you that haven't seen the IT Crowd, it's a show from the UK. Let me. I just want to.
It's going to be actually a late season replacement here in the States, but.
What'd you...
Nothing.
Dude.
That's all you, dude.
That's... Yeah.
Are you buffering?
Wow.
What the hell are you doing?
No, that's kind of interesting. It's all broken up. Hold on, I have the first season right here. There we go.
Apparently not. I'm only getting in my left ear. Are you getting on my left ear?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little bit too.
Anything in my right ear at all.
Where am I?
I'm getting very little in my right ear.
Hold on. Well, I'm good on the board.
Broadcasting both right. Left and right ears. But the IT Crowd is a British show, and it's about basically a bunch of IT workers.
That's me.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
And then Peter said, Brie, that's my favorite cheese as well. And that was when my bag, I don't know what happened, but
it's a great show. For those of you that have access to certain nefarious web sharing sites, look it up. It's the first season's really good. The second season's even funnier. And it's just, it's hard to watch at times, but...
Only because we live it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great show. Typical sitcom. I mean, sitcoms have those moments where it's like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to watch this. This is stupid. This is too stupid for anybody over the age of 8.
You haven't seen it yet, but when you get to the episodes with Richmond, it's the guy is very, very hard to watch, but you understand why he's there. It's almost Larry David-ish in how he reacts.
Okay.
Plus, you know, anything with Moss in it just makes me laugh.
Fair enough. So, yeah, that's the IT Crowd, and it's BBC Four right now, but it's coming over to the States, and the black dude is going to be in his
Boss.
Same role.
Oh, great. So they're actually Americanizing it, so it's going to have all kinds of built-in laugh tracks and
yep.
all kinds of other
But crap. He's the only one that's coming over from Europe, from England to do this.
Ah, then it's going to suck,
because
Roy makes the show. Anyway.
Anywho. DK.
Americanized. Well, so
Oh, wait a minute. Did you just say what I think you said?
What, decaf?
No, you.
No.
You said it, didn't you?
Oh, shit. Fuck. Hey, wait a minute. You said it first.
No, I didn't. I said anyway.
Oh, crap.
That's right. Tell the folks at home.
What's happening here is I got to get slugged in the arm because I said the word. Could you just say the word for me because I can't say it?
You can say it.
Okay, I can say it. I can't say anywho because I say it way too often on the microphone. I didn't say it at all last week. Shit.
Get this.
He's worn. Why do you have to go bearskin? All right.
I don't want to catch a scene.
Doesn't want to catch a. Oh. Ow. It's like getting a shot in
that's some of that white boy
shoulder.
Shit. That's a white boy shit.
So, yeah,
right
I have to get fucking punched in the shoulder every time I
say
that word.
That's right.
Anywho.
To help train me to drop
stop doing it. Yeah.
Me to stop saying it.
You do say that shit.
So, I do have some news from this week. I had to have yet another tooth removed.
Jesus.
Yeah, they pulled it out on Tuesday. Is another molar. Other side from the last one I had removed. So now I've got a perfectly symmetrical gap on both sides. So we could put a bridle in my mouth and the metal rod will stick perfectly right there.
Yeah, same with mine.
Yep. So I got to go. I'm going to go and get. Yep, just like that. Mine's the next tooth back. I got to go and I'm going to get all the information and all the stuff done for getting the screws and I'm going to get the implant teeth. So they have to put titanium screw beds in my jaw. Put the teeth in. Yes, I know. I have bad teeth. I've always had bad teeth. I didn't take care of my teeth when I was a kid. Now I'm paying for it.
And you're British!
And I'm British, yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't get any better
that
way.
Why, could you just eat a sour gummy bear set a week?
It doesn't help.
I
think about it.
So much candy, it's not even funny.
Think about it. the octopus that scratched glasses. Okay, it's a gummy octopus that could scratch glass.
Yep.
What do you think that's doing to your teeth?
I'm eating them. Yep.
You're like, I know. It's like eating nails. He's like, oh fuck these 10-penny nails. I love them. Yum yum yum.
Now, here's the weird thing about that though. The dentist I went to, I'm not gonna say her name because I don't want to embarrass her. And plus, I don't want anyone looking her up and calling her. She,
Dr. Evan. Nah.
She's really cool. It was strange. It was the first time I've ever been in her office.
Dr. Pepper?
I sit down in the chair. She comes in and does the history herself rather than sending one of the little peons to do it. She does the history. She's very cordial. She's very polite. She's going over all
Did
the options.
Did you just say cordial?
Me. Cordial.
Man, you need to get here to show them some shit like that on the radio.
She was really nice. Cordial. And I've never, she didn't treat me like I was just another dollar sign.
You were a stupid idiot with bad teeth.
Yeah. No, she was very nice. She was like, okay, here's what we can do. We can try and save the tooth or we can, you know.
Was she good looking?
She was cute. She was reasonable.
Did she give you a hard on?
No, because I was terrified. I hate the dentist.
Oh, so that's right. You're terrified. Like more girl than your daughter.
But she was really cool about the whole thing, and I
printing out puppy posters.
I even had said to her. I said, you know, I have to say something. I've been to a couple of dentists, and it's always very you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. You're very personable. She's like,
wait. I think you've been to a few massage parlors that are like that.
Yes, well, happy endings. And she said, thank you. I appreciate that. It's something I've been criticized for by my peers in the past. I'm like, oh, okay. And she said, so what I usually do is I'll call you tomorrow to follow up with you to make sure, you know, everything's okay. I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. So about 4:35 o'clock in the afternoon.
I can see it. She called.
Hi.
No, about 4:35 o'clock in the afternoon, she calls me and says, Chris, hi, it's doctor, you know, such and such.
I'm going to ram a scalpel in your throat.
And I just wanted to see how your tooth was doing. I said, it's fine. She's not having any extra pain or anything.
She called to ask what your tooth is.
Wait. It wasn't the assistant. It was her. I just want to make sure you're okay. Make sure everything's fine. I said, sure. She said, now, you're on your cell phone. The caller ID? Yeah, that's my cell phone. If you have any problems or questions, go ahead and just give me a call.
What?
Yeah. She called me from her cell phone and left her cell phone. She told me to call her. No. It wasn't. I don't think it was like that at all. I think it was just
she's
genuine,
a good dentist?
Genuine care and interest. I mean.
No. What she did. She had a poker face from heaven, okay? Because she saw his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. She saw his mouth.
She saw the dollar signs rolling in.
Exactly. It was a royal flush.
She said, ooh, I call it this motherfucker at 450.
That's right.
She's like, what's up, Chris?
You can come back anytime. Tomorrow, next week.
See, that's it. She's like, it was, you know, I got a little special Novocaine for you.
They couldn't even use Novocaine on me, actually. They had to use Hydro or another stuff.
Is that stuff they just put right on the root?
No. Oh. No, it's like she said it's basically three times as strong as Novocaine, and they inject it in really deep. But she hit my nerve when she was putting it in. I felt it in my tongue and all the way down to my toes. I was like, ah! She's like, sorry. You know, that only happens one out of every 20 times. I'm like, great. Why couldn't I have been number 19?
Not really. You know, what's interesting, when I had to go get my teeth cleaned, because my teeth are just as bad as his.
Yeah, so
they actually had to numb. And I asked about it. They go, I'm like, how much experience do you have novocaining people when you become a dentist? And she's like, oh, we have to learn very fast because we practice on each other in dental school.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, what? She goes, yeah. They'll give us empty syringes, no air, no fluid, no nothing. Teach us where to stick the syringes into the gums. Your lab partner does it to you. You do it to your lab partner. You learn very, very quickly because any mistakes you make, unintentional or maybe intentional, are shared.
Man. Which, and my dentist, he said he's been doing dentistry for like 35, 40 years. Old fucking dude, right?
Hey,
he says
I
the first
remember
time,
when Washington came in here with his wooden teeth.
He said
I
it's
remember
the first time
when I, the first time I was doing this, you wouldn't even have been allowed in my office.
Oh. Okay, sorry. The first time.
I had a cat. He says the first time in his history of dentistry. I had a cavity, and I don't think no one, he said that no one ever gets a cavity back there because it's self-cleaning teeth, right? I had a cavity on the last tooth all the way to the back.
The last tooth on the back.
And it
Wait,
had a
the wisdoms
that,
or the one before the wisdoms?
No, well, my wisdom was gone. It's the one right before where the wisdoms are. Right. And it was a cavity on the back end of it. And he said that he's never had to ever take a, you know, do a filling in there. And it was hard. You want you talking about that shit? It rammed it, and they tried to turn it like sideways to kind of see, because they really couldn't see. And they, you know, it was just like, ooh, you could hear just the metal. Ooh. You know, you hear the metal clinging against your teeth. Clink, 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 clink.
Oh. Why didn't they just pull the fucker?
Well, because it wasn't bad enough so it could be saved. So,
God.
And I'm already missing four teeth.
It's like a suicide person. Well, we know you want to die, but we're going to keep you alive anyway. And then arrest you for trying to kill yourself.
I never understood that shit, man.
Yeah,
ouch.
But yeah, so all that's metal clinking. Ooh.
Ka-ting, ka-ting, ka-ting.
That's fucked up.
Sorry. All right, we need to go to a break. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spikewagon Radio.
Spikewagon.
By the way, in ASA didn't know this, I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
We totally forgot about that. Yeah. We just jumped right into the show.
Do you want me to do these or do you got it?
Actually, I got a song that was sent to us by listener Akari. So
it's going to be anime porn music?
It's going to be damn close.
Who, Kim Carnes? Who?
Yeah, Kim Carnes. Ikari. Oh, yeah.
We got Kim Carnes and Bootsy in the same show.
Good point. Wow, it's going to be one of them shows. All right, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
We'll be back. Oop, that's your music. This is the music I want to play.
Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix or Syd Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little poem or song, you self-righteous. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, just because you once saw a girl there that you fancied that you're never going to fucking talk to. Thou shalt not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band, Led Zeppelin, just a band, the Beach Boys, just a band, the Sex Pistols, just a band, the Clash, just a band, Crass, just a band, Minor Threat, just a band, the Cure were just a band. The Smiths, just a band. Nirvana, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Oasis, just a band. Radiohead, just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The Next Big Thing, just a band. Thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that Guns, Bitches and Bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music. 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 Thou shalt not pimp my rise. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say him, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Thou shalt always kill.
righty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Decaf.
And I'm Murphy.
Hey, what was that last song I was playing? It sounds like those $10 keyboards you get from Kmart.
I thought it sounded pretty good, but all right. Actually, no, that was...
Thou Shalt Kill,
and it was a song that was sent to us by Akari, listener Akari, so thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and my ears.
I will actually say this to anybody. If you have anything you want to send musically or anything, really.
And as long as it doesn't suck.
Well, see, that's the problem. It doesn't suck to them. So that's why they'd send it. Unless they specifically send it to listen to it because it sucked. How about this? Better yet, will you quit emptying your trash? Take care of that problem.
I had to move some stuff.
Yeah, I can tell. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. By the way, Spank Wagon Radio, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. So if you want to send us anything, send it to radio@spankwagon.net, and we'll play it.
Just please don't let it be more of that techno music that you just played during our band music. Our band music buffer, too. I can't take no more of that. No.
So you said that, and actually, down in the car, I just bought a new double disc of Kraftwerk.
I bet you fucking did.
And I'm like, woo, Kraftwerk, live, double disc, you know. Good stuff. All right. So does anybody have any news they want to start off with this week?
I kind of do.
Okay, go for it.
Since I talk about Barry Bonds too much, let's talk about Barry Bonds.
It's funny. That was going to be my first news article, too.
Today, the San Francisco Giants announced that they would not be re-signing Barry Bonds for next year. Gee, what a shocker. When you are 19 games out and you pay this guy how much money a year? Yeah, he's doing nothing for you except ticket sales. He's done. Put a fork in him.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
The best part, though. Mm. Guess who LA's last game of the year is?
Who?
San Francisco in LA.
Oh, nice.
So I may have to make a road trip for that one.
Yeah, so will everybody else.
Yeah, that's going to be the big problem.
Yeah, everybody will be making a road trip for that one.
So you think Barry Bonds is done? Or you think
he's not done.
Is he playing with the Dodgers next year?
No.
He wants to stay West Coast. He won't go back East. He won't go back to Pittsburgh. I know he wants to stay West Coast because that's where all of his bitches and his tax dodges are. So I would potentially see him as...
Sounds like personal hate.
I think it is.
It's very blatant hate. I think I honestly it sucks, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him in an Angel uniform next year, or maybe even an Oakland uniform. I know he wants to go DH, which means American League.
Yep.
If he wants to stay West Coast, that gives him very few options.
Very few options. Just two teams, but
well, three if you consider Mariners as well.
Mariners won. Well, no, I don't think the Mariners would take him.
They took Richie Sexton and Adrian Beltre.
Yeah, there's always a chance. Yeah. Hey, so, speaking of Bonds, then, my Barry Bonds news. He has been quoted as being upset, and he has actually called Mark Echo, the fashion designer dude, stupid. Because Mark Echo actually paid $750,000 for the record-breaking home run ball. And Mark Echo has a poll online right now. That wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
That was you. Because, again, it only came out of my left ear. Your channels are broken tonight. So Mark Echo paid $750,000 on this ball that he's going to get rid of. There are three choices as to what you can do to the ball. You can either, and I love these choices, you can either bestow it and give it to Cooperstown. So they get it. Cooperstown gets the ball. They can put it on display. You can either have it voted to have it branded with an asterisk. So they take a hot iron and brand it with an asterisk. Burn that into the ball, and then hand it over to Cooperstown. Or you can, banish it. They are going to put the ball on a ship, a rocket, or a missile, or something, blow it out into the atmosphere, and never see the ball again. So let me ask everybody here in the studio.
The asterisk shit. That's just
let me ask, because I have the page up here. It's and I'll give you everybody at home right now the web page. It's vote. 756, the numbers, vote756.com/MARCECKO. So that's the URL. That's the link. Let me do it one more time. vote756.com/MARCECKO, Mark Echo. But for the studio, of those three options, we'll go around the table here. A, to bestow it as is. B, brand it with an asterisk, then give it to Cooperstown, then bestow it. Or C, blast it to the fucking moon. So let's start with Decaf, because I see Murphy's burning inside. Decaf, where would you take? What would you want to vote for that ball?
Bestow it, because as soon as someone else goes up there and hits 700-something home runs, then they can talk to me. And all the fucking people who's bitching about him doing the steroids, when they come up to the plate and they hit 700 fucking home runs and been playing in the league for 20 fucking years, then you have something to say. Other than that, shut the fuck up.
Hey,
put the ball in Cooperstown.
Okay, so we have A, Murph.
Come back to me.
Okay, what I'm going to do then right now is I'm also going to open this for our live listeners. I know they're out there, and we need to have them call in to use our 200. Shit, this is getting expensive.
$200,000 phone system.
I was going to say $750. $20,000 phone system. We want you to call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS. LVROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. And what we want you to do, call us, and we'll start tallying your votes. And I'll keep all the votes, and we'll go through them at the end of the show, and we'll tell you what we're voting, what we here at Spankwagon, the listeners and the hosts, collectively have decided to do. So, with that said, I have one vote for A for Decaf. My opinion, I would say B, because branding it with an asterisk is very symbolic. Blasting the moon is forget. You know, it's going to be gone. It's going to be forgotten, but branding it with an asterisk, it's going to have to be remembered. Sure, the Hall of Fame does not have to put it out on display.
So, or they can just rotate the ball.
Yes. But they're always going to know when someone 100 years down the road goes, huh, hey, that's the Barry Bonds ball. I hear it has an asterisk on it. I don't care if it's urban legend in 100 or 200 years. It's going to be there.
We'll put an asterisk on everything that Mark McGwire did in the Hall of Fame.
Do you even see him near
McGwire's
the Hall of Fame?
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Or anything he has in Cooperstown.
He doesn't have anything in Cooperstown as far as I know.
Yeah, he has nothing.
As far as you know?
As far as I know, he doesn't have anything.
Nothing in Cooperstown. They may have put the balls in Cooperstown, but I think Todd McFarlane owns them.
Yeah, McFarlane did buy the balls. I think he still owns them.
Yeah, I don't think he put them in the Cooperstown. And to be honest, he's not going to Cooperstown. I mean, as miserably as he was voted out, or not even voted in the first time around, miserable.
No, he won't.
Well, he was a shitty player.
No, he was a good shortstop. He was a bad first baseman. I think that he won't be making it into the Hall of Fame. Neither will Rafael Palmeiro. Neither will Sammy Sosa.
That's true. Very true. So that's the ball. Now, what I want is, and we'll get to you here in just a second, Murph. I'm gonna say this one more time to everybody out there. We want you to call in and vote A, B, or C, bestow it, brand it, or banish it. A, B, or C for the Barry Bonds ball, collectively what Spankwagon's voice is. Call us 1-866-587-6257. And that's for all of our live listeners here. So, Murph, we're coming back to you.
I'd launch it.
You'd launch it?
I'd launch it. Why? Forget that bastard event ever happened.
That is so shocking.
Yeah,
There was a debate. Do I brand it or do I launch it? Branding it, they can just turn it or they won't put it on display.
But they'll know it's there.
And it can be ignored. If the ball is put into a rocket and launched into space or into the sun, there ain't no coming back, man. There ain't no coming back. It's the really real world. We put you through a window. That's the end of it.
So, did your hate for Bonds start before?
I've hated Bonds since I could throw a baseball.
Why?
Because he's always been an arrogant fuck.
Oddly enough, Bonds has only been playing since 83. You must have been a pretty inept child.
Yeah. Well, remember, I didn't throw a baseball until the late 80s because I was throwing cricket balls before that.
Oi!
So, yeah, I've hated Barry Bonds since day one.
All right, fair enough. So, we are looking for our live listeners tonight to give us a call. And let us know what you guys think, what you guys want to do. Hey, I don't care. Actually, no, the numbers say... So we want you guys to go ahead and give us a vote, give us a call. With that said, looks like Decaf, you've got something handy?
Yeah, actually I did, since we're on that topic. McNabb saying that black quarterbacks are under more pressure and gets talked about worse than white quarterbacks or expected to achieve. Do you guys agree with McNabb or you disagree?
I completely disagree.
Where is he coming from with this statement? Where is he coming from?
I completely disagree with him, and I'll tell you why. Football is one of those sports, and there are very few of them. But football is a sport where, really, the color of someone's skin isn't brought into their ability. You know, people don't say a black quarterback throws better than a white quarterback. Unlike where in baseball, I say, you know, a Dominican kid can play baseball better than a kid from Ohio. Or in basketball, where you can expect a black guy to dunk and a white guy can't. Football is one of those sports where the individual is judged, not the skin of their color. And for McNabb to have said that just shows ignorance on his part and just shows him looking for another reason to justify why he sucks.
Where was he last season?
Where was he?
Where was McNabb last season?
Oh, he's in Philadelphia. He was
no,
hurt.
No. Was he hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt halfway through the season.
Maybe he's still recovering. Maybe he's still not 100%.
Maybe he's a whiny crybaby.
I don't know.
Look, nobody expects Rex Grossman to do anything, okay?
And he's white and everybody hates him.
Well, I know he takes a lot of heat, too.
What about Brett Favre?
Am I retiring? Oh, I should retire. No, I should play. No,
still,
I should retire.
Still love Brett
By the way, if I grow a beard, I look like Santa Claus.
Right. Jeff Garcia. Ooh. Jeff Garcia is whiter than me.
Is that even possible?
He takes some criticism. But
takes some criticism?
Who, Garcia?
Jeff Garcia? Nah,
he doesn't take as much as Rex Grossman.
Okay, Drew Brees. Brees takes a shitload of criticism.
He did at first, but...
You know, football is one of those rare sports that is able to really transcend these racial divides. And I think the only reason McNabb's even shooting his mouth off, unfortunately, is because Michael Vick.
Okay, well, his line. Mm. I passed for 300 yards. Our team wins by 7. Oh, he could have made this throw. They would have scored if he did this. And he's saying for white quarterbacks, they don't say that.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's absolute bullshit because they will pick apart. Well, hell, Rex Grossman again. Even when the Bears are winning, Rex Grossman got shit on the entire season last year.
Grossman was picked not even to start in the Super Bowl, if you remember correctly. I mean, it doesn't matter the color of the guy's skin. The NFL is a sport where the color of skin isn't taken into account. A person's ability is, and you can judge that quite simply by looking at who wears the jerseys. I see so many white guys wearing black guy jerseys. I see so many black guys wearing white guy jerseys. Now, you take a look at baseball and basketball. It's the other way around. Granted, in basketball, there are no white guy jerseys. But, I mean, you won't see that kind of transcendent happen. In the NFL, it's very easy to forget the color of a guy's skin because he's covered from head to frickin' toe. And you just watch the guy's ability.
And his other quote is that... That Carson Palmer and Peyton Manning may receive some criticism for a bad game, but not as much as a black quarterback will receive.
I can't say necessarily for a black quarterback, but let's
no,
let's talk,
you know what? Well, time out here. Peyton Manning,
that dude can have a shitty game and don't take no criticism.
Case in point, last week,
yeah.
CBS was sucking so much of Manning's cock it made me ill. I'm sitting there, I'm a Titans fan. I'm sitting there cheering on Vince Young. I believe in the guy. He's a young guy. He needs a little more experience. But I swear to Christ, in CBS's opinion, the guy could do no wrong.
Yeah.
He throws that pick at the end of the game. What was it? Fourth quarter. He throws that pick, right? Everybody's talking, missed the hook. You missed the assignment. No. Manning had so much pressure on him in the end zone, he didn't want to get sacked.
That was McNabb's point. It's McNabb saying
so
that
he didn't throw it away properly.
No, when McNabb throws an interception or throws a bad pass, it's always, he didn't get the throw, he this and that, he didn't roll out the pocket like he should have, da, da, da. But when they throw interceptions, it's just, the wide receiver was
it depends upon the guy.
It depends upon the person.
And CBS is trying to make Manning the guy that John Madden has made.
Brett Favre and Aikman, they're the same shit, man. Yeah. They could never do no wrong.
Yep.
And it doesn't necessarily mean the color of their skin.
We all know that to everybody else, aside from CBS or ESPN or whoever, you know, we know that they can do wrong because there's so many criticisms out there about the Manning. I mean, what was the last year? You know, they were asking, is he ready? Is he going to be
a star? Manning ready?
To be a quarterback? Is he ready for the big game? Yeah. Is he ready for the Super Bowl? And when he wins it, they still say, yeah, but this doesn't build a legacy. Oh, let's take a look at Tom Brady then. That dude's Captain White Bread, and he's won how many Super Bowls?
Yep, and he gets shit on.
And
he doesn't.
It's not that he gets shit on. He doesn't get shit on.
He just don't get though.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to get respect. I mean, he doesn't seem to get that. See,
the problem
they don't God mode him like they do Manning. Or no, not Manning. No, they don't God mode him like they did. They do
Brett Favre, or no.
Favre, and I'm trying to think of
Aikman
and
Marino.
Yeah. And who's never done anything.
It doesn't have anything to do with the color of the guy's skin. What happens is these media organizations try to take a guy and make him an icon so that they're associated with him.
It's marketing.
ESPN has done it with Barry Bonds. CBS is trying to do it with Manning. Fucking John Madden did it with Brett Favre. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that John Madden doesn't have cheddar cheese cum dripping off of his chin.
Hey, by the way, just a thought.
No, really.
What year was Vic on the Madden NFL
cover?
Yeah, what year was that?
2000 and
I want to say one or two.
Yeah. Well, the curse took a little while, but it caught up.
Yeah, well, he got hurt. He got hurt in preseason.
Did he get hurt? Oh, well, yeah, curse is active. Okay.
No, it's your man is on the cover of Madden this year.
Vince Young, yeah, Vince Young's on the cover this year. I'm a little nervous.
I know, I'm nervous too because I love Vince Young, man. I don't want him to get hurt. Man.
Watching him in that game last week against the Colts,
I was so mad that they didn't win that game, man.
Well,
but
okay,
but they are a young team and they got a lot of things they got to piece together.
And they did beat the Colts twice last year.
I know.
This year they're a little more iffy. They've got some younger new guys on there. I think that last play of the game really showed how selfish Vince Young can be. He had the perfect opportunity. He could have called an audible. They had 9 guys on the line. He stuck with the play, and then he got hammered for it, threw a lateral to anybody out there, and it just wasn't going. It showed selfishness and a lack of experience in his part. Whoa. He had bad throws all day, and, I mean, come on, tossing the football at the guy on the sideline, that right there, that just shows the level of maturity he does not have. Give the guy another 5 years, and he'll be a quality quarterback and one that you could base an entire team around. But as it is right now, he's just not ready.
Well, I mean, he is young. Like, really young. Like, 20, was he, like, 22 years old
he's
young?
He's just out of college. I mean, it's...
He's fresh.
It's going to take time.
Just to think that we're 10 years older than the people who come out of college now to play sports.
You know what, though? Yeah, the people we're cheering and rooting for
are younger
than us now. Back when we were kids, you know, I want to grow up and be him. Now I wish I was young enough to be him.
Tom Brady is one day older than me.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
You got 3 Super Bowls and all these bottled chicks.
And you work in a fucking library.
Guys, don't forget, we've always got Keith Richards to look up to. So.
Shit, we'll live forever then.
Only if we snort his ashes.
Yeah, snort my dad's ashes.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
All right. We still want people to call in. We're taking those quick votes because right now it's tied, A, B, and C, for the baseball. What would you do if you were Spankwagon? Would you or had to own this ball? Would you send it into space? Would you brand it with an iron with an asterisk on it? Or would you just give it to Cooperstown and say it's a perfect little thing?
Could be a D option.
Well, D's not part of the online poll.
You could give it to the transvestite Oscar De La Hoya and have him stick it right up his asshole.
Oh, I knew this was good.
I forgot all about it. I haven't seen the picture.
Wait. Let's talk about it after the break.
Oh, we don't got a break for another 10 minutes. Maybe about 20.
See, but that's called a tease. It gives us an opportunity.
Let's roll with the sports. We'll change gears
after
the break.
All right, all right. Come on over here. If you haven't seen the pictures, come here, Decaf. It is pictures that Oscar De La Hoya claims is not him, okay?
While you're bringing that up, I want to remind everybody to make that vote. What, you know, if you were voting on this online poll, what would you do with the home run baseball? Give us a call, let us know, and help us break our tie. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Yes, that is the gold medal boxing champ in fishnet bodysuit, panties, and a pair of heels.
Yeah, now, first people were saying that that's photoshopped, and now it's really not looking very photoshopped.
Nope. Here, let's bring
what
this
is
one
De La Hoya doing?
It's called being a tranny. Look, he's obviously in a hotel. Okay. Jesus Christ, this is so wrong to look at. I've watched this guy fight for years now, and I've cheered him on, and this is just
the golden child of the Spanish boxing community.
Yep. Yeah, he's wearing the little boy shorts and the pink little panties underneath it.
What is wrong?
For those of you that haven't seen it, if you go to drunkenstepfather.com and go down a little bit, You might have to go to the previous days.
Actually, if you just Google De La Hoya cross-dressing.
What do you think? I think it's Oscar De La Hoya. I think in some of these shots, like the hair in his face and stuff is a little too perfect for it to be like this one here where he's crouching by the door. You take a look here with the hair in his face. That's too perfect to be photoshopped. What do you think, man?
Decaf,
as a boxing fan, Decaf can't really process it. I think
you know he may be a little scared of it. I mean, it's a pretty eesh.
It's pretty hot.
Well, I've heard about it on the radio, but I haven't actually seen the pictures until right now.
And well, now you've seen the pictures, my friend.
I think I lean at about 80% that I think it's him.
It's him.
You think it's him?
I mean, if it's fake, it's
good
like
fake. It's
really,
a great fake,
really good. Which you know, it could be someone could do it. If I was De La Hoya, boy, I'd be saying it's fake for the rest of my life. I'll be, but they about to bury me in the grave and shit. The pictures were fake. The pictures were fucking fake.
My question is, first off,
your dumbass is taking pictures.
Who? Yeah,
if he did do it, you know.
Why would you let that picture be taken of you? You're fucking De La Hoya. You can punch the shit out of the person taking the photo.
Unless it's a woman, unless it's a girl.
Pulling.
Here's the thing. Guys in a position of power, some guys like to let go of that power, and who knows? Maybe the guy likes to dress up like a woman.
De La Hoya's being submissive.
Yeah, he may not be gay, may not be a tranny. He may just enjoy that kind of as a release of the power that he has to put on. The guy's always come across a little queer. Yeah, exactly.
He had a man that had a lot of power, and make your point true.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that is a very, very valid point, but damn, dude, that way.
Just don't do it,
Yeah.
Or if you do it in the privacy of your own home. Just be in the mirror, be happy, you squeeze your nipples and shit. Then put your trunks on and go fight. You know what I'm saying?
Ding, ding.
But
I guess a lot of people saying that he's gay and this and that and all this other stuff, you know, before. You know, there's been rumors.
Yeah, there's always been rumors. I don't think he's gay. I just think he...
just worry when those photos show up in FHM.
The Golden Boy's a little bit too golden.
Yeah, that's... yeah. Keeping on our celebrity beat, Britney has been charged. Britney Spears has been charged with Friday with misdemeanor counts of hit and run and driving without a valid license after she allegedly smashed her car into another in a parking lot in August. Convicted, the singer could face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for each count. Messages left with Britney Spears were not immediately returned.
What I want to know, it's like a fucking trend. It's beyond even the point of, you know, it's like a trend. To be young and fucked up. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's a... What is that?
Listen to that rain. Listen to that rain.
Put that window up.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're... Oh, time out real quick. Let's take a break because we're listening to... Your audio is coming to bad, so I'm going to take care of the songs tonight.
Come on.
Sorry. We're going to go take care of some water issues here in the studio. We'll be back. Just a moment. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net. We'll be back. Jesus. That's the rain.
Of the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow, pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone, bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
Where's that?
Yeah. Take me
that was a good drum break.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the Gucci from coast to coast like a man Gary Wilson.
What about those who swing both ways, AC/DCs?
Let's make it out, baby.
Cinnamon and pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar.
Folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon! Spank it, spank it.
Want to remind people you need to join the chat room. You need to communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the SWR chat room link. That'll bring you into the chat.
Spank it, spank it.
Also, we've got the webcam going on and stuff like that. And, of course, we're still waiting for phone calls. We needed someone to break the tie here because we have a three-way tie. And what should they do with Barry Bonds' ball? Should they just give it to Cooperstown? Should they brand it first, then give it Cooperstown? Or should they just launch the fucker into space? Now, that
Jesus, we have a steroid-loaded ball.
Ooh.
So, yeah, let's see. We had a lot to talk about. Murph, you wanted to talk about a couple things, and I know Decaf wanted to talk about a couple things.
Decaf, you go ahead.
Well, you were talking about Britney Spears before we won the break. I don't know. Did you have anything else to say about her?
No, not me personally, no.
Oh.
Oh, I'll be right back. I can grab water.
All right, so why don't we do this?
Yeah, you want to know. You know what time it is. It's time for The Darker Perspective. I'm your host, Big Shadow White Boy. Don't interrupt a black man's show. You fucking out your motherfucking mind? But anyway. What? You got something else to say?
Beat your boys.
I'll cut your ass up like they cut up Ron Goldman. But anyway. Today I do want to talk about a nigga. I ain't even calling him a brother. I ain't calling him a black. I call him a nigga. O.J. Simpson. Now, okay, you cut up a white bitch. That was cool. I know she was letting a white boy drive your shit. She was smoking up your shit. That's cool. You cussed a white motherfucker. You just in the way. It's fucked up. It's unfortunate. Shit happens. But what you don't do is go inside a casino with 5 million cameras with 5 of your boys to go back and steal shit that ain't worth $5 anymore. The fuck is wrong with you, OJ? And the thing of it is the dumb motherfuckers who actually went with them. Who actually listened to what OJ has to say? If OJ asks you to do a favor, you tell the motherfucker no. You make up an excuse. Yeah, I know you'd be like, oh, you know, you my boy OJ and all. You know, we cool and all, but, you know, hanging with you is kind of not a good idea, you know. But these motherfuckers went inside to go and steal his own shit back, which is probably worth shit. No one's buying OJ shit. Ain't no one getting his autographed anything. But the way he did it, now, I must give a brother credit that he did come in OG. You know, he's the man's fucking 60, came in with his boys and his gats and shit. But I guess they claimed they didn't have no guns. Now, you know, six niggas in the room taking shit. They got some goddamn guns. I don't give a fuck. You don't need the evidence or not. You know they got guns. Even assuming they got guns is necessary in the case. And then you go and steal your own shit in boxes. I mean, in boxes. They took out boxes of shit. I mean, how fucking obvious is that? What are you doing? You're moving from the room. And why the fuck is anyone staying at the goddamn Palace Station anyway? Who the fuck stays at the Palace Station? Who? I think it is a fucking setup if someone's at the goddamn Palace Station. You know what I mean? He's in the Palms. He's still the shit for the Palace Station. The fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to change his name, man. You're no longer OJ, man. You ain't the juice no more. I'm going to change your name to Dan. You know what Dan stands for? Dumb ass nigga. And that's it for the Darker Perspective. Thank you.
You know, that makes me think of some jokes. Let's see how long we can carry this one out. Excuses to use instead of going and hanging out with OJ. Think about this. Let's see. I got one. Not tonight, man. Activator's working.
Sorry, man. I got my own white woman to go kill.
Oh,
that's hard to beat that one.
Come on, D-Gap.
I can't beat that one.
I got one. Nah, no thanks, dude. I'm going to go hang with Ike Turner.
Oh, nice. What else can we say instead
of
hanging
with OJ?
I got to
go to the Goldman's Bar Mitzvah.
Ooh, I got a Bar Mitzvah to go to? Hey, all right. Oh. I got to go get the Bronco detailed.
I go buy a copy of your book.
You see, this is Chewbacca.
He's a Wookiee. Oh! My hands are cold. I don't got no gloves.
I got to go try some isotoners. I apologize.
Man, I need to go get a good. I need to get a good lawyer too.
Oh!
I didn't hear you knocking, man. I was in the shower. I didn't hear you ringing the bell. That was the excuse he gave the limo driver.
Yep. I know. You ready for this? Right. Man, I got Naked Gun. I'm going to just stay home and watch that.
Yes, that's a Taylor.
Thank you.
Right.
I was going to go, but I had to go to Johnny Cochran's funeral.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to be burned in hell with Johnny.
I'd love to do it, but I got a splitting headache.
I need to go clean my knives.
Wait. Oh! All right.
I got to go to work tomorrow. If I'm late, my boss is going to take my head clean off.
other excuses to use instead of going out with OJ. Dude, I got to go return this Avis rent-a-car. Jump over a few chairs. See, I got to go old school with that kind of stuff.
That was nice, dude.
Thank you.
Nah, man, I got a Heisman ceremony to go to. I know that I'm going to this Bruins game.
Oh, there you go. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Dr. Stoney from Nomad Radio Network.
Hey, how's it going, Dr. Stoney?
Not too bad. Two things. First off, launch the roid ball into space. Murph has got it exactly right there.
Thank you, sir.
So we're launching the roid ball. All right. What's the next thing?
Secondly, you all forgot the most important one. I mean, his mother's going to be whining to the judge. They have to get OJ out on bail. She's got nobody else to carve the white meat at Thanksgiving.
Nice! Oh, my God!
Nice. Nice callback, Stoney. Nice.
Awesome job.
Anyway, you guys all have a great night.
Hey, right. You too, man.
You too.
Proud Tigers on the air.
Proud to be there, man. Oh,
wow.
My God.
We got schooled by an affiliate.
Dude,
that's funny.
That's awesome. You know, we can't even go on anymore.
I know.
I think that shuts it down, man.
That sure. He went. Dr. Stoney wins. By the way, so far the votes are 1 for keeping the ball nice and giving it to Cooperstown, 2 for Asterix and then Cooperstown, or excuse me, 1 for Cooper. Oh, fuck. 1 to keep it nice, 1 to Asterix it, and 2 to launch the fucker in space. And we have plenty more time before the end of the show, so if you want to call in your vote, what to do with the OJ ball, it's how Spankwagon's going to vote on the poll here in a little bit. Give us a call. Tell us what we should do. 1-866-587-6257. And you can be cool like Dr. Stoney.
Who the fuck stays at the Palace Station?
You know,
poor people.
A bingo hall just got robbed by O.J. Simpson. A bingo hall.
So
and TMZ was there.
So
how did TMZ get all this shit?
I tell you, man. Like I said, it probably was a setup. But if it was a setup, man, you fucking dumb for doing some shit.
I want
like
to see the episode of Cops where they break in and they're like, "We're here at the Palace Station," and is that fucking O.J.? You know, you're just gonna hear that. And it's gonna be like, what?
So this dude. So is that what they?
Hey, did they find
him? Is that what they so called were filming poker or something?
I don't know.
Is that or the be bingo?
Ooh, yeah, I can see it now. Next on Fox Networks, Celebrity Bingo.
They gotta have.
Wait. Snoop Dogg calling a number. Yo, it's 42.
I got a bingo. Got a bingo. Anyone want a cigar?
Yeah, Betty White.
That is one old filthy bitch.
Yeah, Betty White?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never heard her other than her Golden Girls show.
Oh, you should watch her on some of the roasts they do on Comedy Central. Yeah, that is an old, raunchy girl.
I bet you, boy. I beg her. I bet she'd do some shit that you never heard.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
She's like, I'm going to do the Fruit Loop on you. You're like, what the fuck is that?
It's a Fruit Loop.
She's like, I'll roll your balls up like a Fruit Loop. You're like, God damn, bitch.
Yuck!
You just thought I was Rose Island.
Wait.
You just thought I was Rose Island. You don't know, motherfucker.
It's Dorothy, yo.
Yo.
She's here with that giant giraffe neck. Ow. Ow. I keep losing my left ear here.
You're having problems over there today.
I'm
audio out, audio in. Damn.
It's kind of like my butthole.
In and out. Somebody just calls me instead. Always worry.
I want to hear about some free shit.
You want to hear about some free shit, huh?
Yeah. Free shit. Yeah, you were talking about that software.
I was talking about it. All right. So for those of you, again, I hate to be geeking out on things, but this is kind of a cool toy I found. Wow, my whole right ear just went.
So now your right ear just went.
No, I'm sorry. I was wrong all along. It was my right ear left.
Motherfucker doesn't know his left
so
and his
I found
right.
I found some neat software a little bit ago, and it was a friend of mine turned me onto it. Name of the stuff is Spiceworks.
Spiceworks.
And yes. Spiceworks is a remote system monitoring and inventory tool.
Okay.
Can you say that one again?
Remote system monitoring and inventory tool.
You can say it like that.
Now
like
in
that.
French.
Now, the remote we surrender tool. Canadian. It's a remote server monitoring tool, eh?
Jamaican.
Where's the white women at, man? Anyway, Spiceworks. Things that I like about Spiceworks. Number one, it's... Well, I don't want to go into the... Let's talk about the software. What it does is you load it up on a machine, and the machine you load it on, you want to make
Windows only.
It's the server.
Unix.
The server portion of it is Windows only, but it will talk to any kind of machine. Mm-hmm. Mac, Unix, Linux, Windows, doesn't matter. You load it up on a machine on your network, and you're going to want to put it on a machine that just is going to run Spiceworks, and that's it. You don't want to put it on something that
like
runs
a Dell.
Things.
You don't want to put it on the
I'm running it. I'm
you
running,
don't want to run anything on a Dell.
I'm running it on a Dell Precision 670 server with a 3 gigahertz Xeon processor, I do believe, on it. It sits on your network, and what it does is it goes out and it queries every machine on your network. It categorizes it all for you, whether it be workstation, server, networking equipment, printer, whatever. You can create your own categories for things too, but it sits there and it talks to it. It scans your entire network, and the first time it runs takes about an hour. And after that, it speeds up quite a bit. It will tell you about everything on your network. It'll tell you, you know, when you look at your workstations, it'll tell you what operating system, hardware. If it's a Dell, it will tell you service tag. If it's part of the BIOS, it'll tell you BIOS version. Hmm. Tell you what version of antivirus that you're running. It'll tell you.
Does it tell you what kind of porn that the person just got done watching?
No, but it can tell you active services running and software installed.
What about if it's just files?
No, it doesn't list
files. .txt.
Nope.
PDF. Okay.
Does not list files. Doesn't break into privacy or anything like that. Okay. You can't use it to spy on people. But what you can do is you can use it to monitor your network and for changes, which comes in really handy.
Yes.
It also will give you alerts about things. You can set up your own, but by default, it'll tell you when any machine on your network, any computer, has got less than 25% of its hard drive left.
Hmm.
It'll tell you when printers are running out of ink and toner or out of paper. It'll tell you when software like Google Desktop is installed. It'll go through and it'll run all this, and it'll tell it all to you. Now, what makes this software really attractive is, number one, it's free. It's totally ad-supported, and it's one pane of ads on the side, and using AdBlock Plus, you can actually block out those
which
ads.
Which we talked about earlier.
Yeah. It is fairly processor-intensive because of what it's doing, and that's why I like to leave it sitting on another machine. I just let it sit there and do its thing. It is web-based, though, so as long as you create usernames for people, anybody can log into it and see things. The second...
Damn.
That's still rain.
Is that the thunder or the rain? It is also a help desk monitoring software.
That's the right.
You can create help desk tickets, and using an email system, it only supports POP3 and SMTP right now. It doesn't support Exchange. Or IMAP, but it does support POP3. So if you have IMAP, you usually have POP3.
Yeah.
It'll support that, so you can create an email. So all someone has to do is send an email to a specific address using a template that gets loaded up off the website, and it will create a ticket. You can assign it to people, reassign it to people. It's a very full-fledged tool. It also has a reporting system. So you can say, show me every machine on the network that's a Dell. Show me everything that's a Dell that's a GX270 or below. You can go through and you can get very detailed with the reports. It also recognizes voice over IP phones. It'll recognize PDAs.
So anything that pulls an IP address.
Yeah, anything. And it can get...
Now, how does it recognize a PDA? Because a PDA is usually not pulling an IP address.
Well, there are some PDAs that do constantly pull... addresses. A lot of people are using...
Even when they're hooked to a dock?
Uh-huh. Huh. Because they're using it through the machine.
Okay.
Wow, is that the rain or the...
Okay, so the reason we're all kind of going, huh...
There's some loud thunder.
There's some serious loud thunder and lightning here, and we live in Las Vegas where we get 4 inches of rain a year.
If that.
Like, this year's been really, really dry, like 2.5 so far.
Mm-hmm.
And when it rains, it's an event. It's bigger than the Super Bowl in Vegas.
Spiceworks, and it's neat. It's free. You can do all kinds of scripting with it. It's also got a great community section where you can ask questions. Someone's always around to give an answer, whether it be someone who works for the company or someone who...
So we're going
to
book for the show?
You should get an interview. I was just about to say that, too, about getting...
We did this with U-Mail, and we beat a lot of actual other radio stations and terrestrial radio and TV about U-Mail. So
U-Mail's finally gone totally public, by the way.
Nice. I wonder if our... I know on our spankwagon.net, I have their ads still up, and I wonder if our reg key still works.
I don't know. We can find out.
Should try.
I should call Ken. He did just send out an email the other day.
Now, that was some serious-ass thunder.
Holy crap.
Damn.
Nice.
I hope the mics are picking something up.
You know what?
Put the 20-footer out. Okay. We're putting out a ground cable to... where are you going? I don't know anymore, dude. I think they're all over here. I don't know where the 20-footer is. All right, so anyhow.
Well, I think we should get them for the show, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like an interesting program. The only thing that, of course, bugs me single platform, but it's also web-based and ad-supported, which, of course, I would be completely paranoid about what's getting reported to where. When you did NetStat or any tool to actually look where your traffic's going.
Nothing is going back to them other than the ads themselves.
Okay.
No other information is being transmitted out. We actually put it on a machine that has no internet connectivity whatsoever. It just stays within the network, and it worked 100% fine except for the community features. So nothing is going in and out, and we watched it. No information was trying to be transmitted out other than stuff that we requested.
And what's the URL so they can check out this on their own?
Spiceworks.com.
Spiceworks.com.
Yeah, it's a... Wow, it's a very cool piece of software. I think if you guys give it a shot, you might like it. You give it a nice shot.
So we're kind of recommend this one more towards the IT professionals
more,
in our audience.
Yeah, more towards the IT guys. It's if you've got three or four machines on your home network, give it a shot. I mean, it can be a lot of fun to play with.
Does it? So you pretty much just create a login, a password, and. Yeah, I said, or is any other things, or you have to fill out like a mile long form. Or
no, it's a very short form. They just want to know if you work for a company, you know. And it's again, it's totally free, so it's not like it's free for home use. But if you're using it for a company, you have to pay for it. They just want to know a little bit about you, and then they send you a passcode, and then you download it and use that passcode.
Is that a temporary thing, or is it?
No, it's permanent.
It's permanent.
Permanent, as far as I've seen. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of people. There are no rumors that they're going to make us pay for it or anything like that. It's just a fun project to play with, and I would love to see it on the Mac and Unix side. But for right now, it is Windows only, but we'll see. You know, with the new wrappers that are coming out for things, you never know what's possible.
Never
know. Speaking of those wrappers, I was in the Apple store the other day, and I noticed something interesting. They had finally released the NFL 08, or excuse me, Madden 08, Tiger Woods 08, the NASCAR 08, I do believe.
EA Sports.
The EA Sports titles, the Harry Potter title, the Command & Conquer 3 Tiberian Wars. Now, a lot of people were wondering, well, how the heck did they rewrite these things so fast? Turns out they didn't.
They don't have to anymore.
No, all of these games, they're standard PC-written games in a wine wrapper.
Oh.
Using a Sudoku. Okay. Sort of deal. So it is being emulated to the PC. I haven't had a chance to try it, but I'm looking to get my hands on Tiberian Sun.
So the game, Tiberian Wars. So they're being emulated.
Emulated.
Too.
Okay. In other words, you're loading them into your Mac. It's emulating a PC through Wine.
Okay,
and
that's what
then
I mean.
Playing.
Okay. Yeah. So the games are created for the because I think they're created for the PC.
They're the same,
right?
PC games. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same PC.
They're just
games.
In an emulated wrapper. Huh? And apparently, from what I've read so far, no one's seen any performance hits.
See, that's where I would be questioning is what performance hits, what would you see in that respect? That would worry me because everybody knows anything. The minute you run a virtual environment on top of a real environment just to play a game, which is already memory and processor intensive, well, that's kind of it's going
to
slow
things down. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. I'm looking to, quote-unquote, purchase a copy of Command & Conquer 3. I'm a big Command & Conquer fan. I just haven't found it any of my, quote-unquote,
like you purchased
stores.
Your iPhone.
Hey, I did purchase my iPhone.
You did. Speaking of, I'm getting this much closer now. My contract, switching gears, my contract for Sprint expires on the 1st of October.
Really?
I actually think I'm going to stick with Sprint. I'm going to need help on this, guys. I got to talk the wife into letting me get a mogul.
Get an iPhone.
Why? I don't want an AT&T iPhone. I don't. And I don't want to sit there and do the hacks. I don't want a phone I have to worry about. Or
dude, it's fun. It's easy.
I like the mogul. I like the mogul a lot.
I have a problem with my mogul. The battery life on it really sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, man.
The battery life on it is horrible. Also, you know, it is using Windows Mobile 6. A lot of the applications I use have not been rebuilt from Windows Mobile 6 yet.
Yeah, I don't use a lot of applications, so I'm pretty good there. I just use it. I use it for everything that comes with it. I mean, I've used the Word documents today, waiting in line at the DMV. I was sitting there writing some show notes, transferred them over.
So you just need a Miami Vice cell phone.
Like your chocolate?
Miami.
Because you just got a chocolate
a couple weeks ago.
No,
the Miami Vice one like last week.
The brick
show.
Fucking phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need one they actually had in MASH. You have to hand crank it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you... Okay, now, we talk about cell phones quite a bit. How do you like the chocolate? Because you just picked that up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the chocolate is really nice. It's a simple phone. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing close to any of the phones you guys has. Definitely nothing close to the iPhone. But for the contract, to renew the contract and $50 off of this, $50
right.
Whatever, I only pay like $20 for the phone.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
So it's a nice phone.
Okay,
it's really nice.
Then let me ask you guys because I know Murph's saying get the Apple iPhone.
I love my iPhone. And you know, I had a Windows mobile phone for the longest time.
You did. You were the reason I went to Windows mobile phone.
My Singular 8125 I had for 2.5, almost 3 years.
I know, you love that
phone. I love that thing. It never left my side. It wasn't until
the audio quality went to hell.
The antenna connector just died on it. And, it, you know, a lot of problems with these phones, the HTC phones, is the providers don't cover the warranty service for them.
Oh.
You have to give HTC a credit card number, send them your phone, they repair it, and send it back to you. Now, my mogul, like I said, my battery, I'm having battery issues with it. It is still, it's a neat phone, but I barely use it anymore. I use my iPhone more than anything. And it's to the point
God,
where I'm
it
almost...
It just feels so good. No,
that's
I mean...
your cock, not my phone.
Should I put the phone near my cock?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I like the keyboard. I like the feel.
Just go ahead and get it because you're gonna replace it in 2 years anyway.
So. Yeah, no kidding. You know, I like my older version. This, you know, we talked about this before. I know, but I like it. But
yeah, I love this phone too.
It's nice.
You know, of the two, I prefer my iPhone. I like what my iPhone does, and I have fun with it.
Toe in the chat room is saying that he's considering a mogul too. So,
you know, like I said, a lot of the applications that I use, especially for business use, they have not ported over to Windows Mobile 6 yet. GoodLink messaging is one of those problems. In fact, GoodLink messaging is the reason that AT&T has not officially rolled out any Windows Mobile 6 phones of their own. There were some left over from the Singular setup, but they have not rolled out any of their own yet.
Huh, interesting.
So, of the two, I prefer my iPhone.
Do you use a pin for this one?
Yeah, there's a pin in the
it's
in the
butt.
Other side. Yeah. Or it's in the head, one of the two. It's if you see a little weird offset corner.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, that's it. Just pull that out.
That's the stylus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Toe says, and since I'd be switching to Sprint, I'll be grabbing one of them damn cheap Ciro plans, S-C-R-O. I don't know what that is. Savings and, got to check that out, what a Ciro plan
is. Oh,
that's
the Sprint employee referral offer.
Oh, okay. So, it's the only phone, because those phones are CDMA phones, the moguls are.
Yeah, it sucks.
So they're not, you know,
CDMA is horrible. For someone who has to go through phones and reprogram phones all the time, not being able to just pop someone's SIM chip out and put it in another phone really is horrible.
I will agree that is very un-user-friendly. However, all of Japan is CDMA.
I've been doing so much fucking homework on this stuff.
Because, again, October 1st, my phone is done.
I don't like...
Thank God for number portability.
I just don't like it. I don't like it. I prefer my SIM card, and I prefer my iPhone. And, again, I was someone who lived, eat, and breathed the...
Windows Mobile.
How many people did I get to buy Windows Mobile phones? I mean, I took at least half our friends, and they all did it, too.
I think Chief is the only one that... Actually, no, he could have gone...
He had a sidekick, but
he had a sidekick, but he was looking at...
The dash.
So, and that's also nice. So, what was the one? The Wing is the new one?
The new one, which is this. It's the mogul. It's the same phone.
Is it the mogul? Okay.
Oh, no, wait.
No, it can't be the mogul.
The Wing is the one where the screen pulls up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it can't be a mogul because moguls are only CDMA and T-Mobile is a GSM provider.
That HTC makes GSM and HTC or CDMA.
So what's all these initials? What's all that?
Oh boy, we don't really want to. We don't want to lose our listeners tonight. I'll tell you what though. Go to Wikipedia. Just look GSM.
Yeah.
Look up CDMA. It'll make sense. It's just different architectures for the same system.
Game Show Network? What?
Yeah, Game Show Network.
Yeah, Game Show Network.
Since we're on the big nerd topic.
Oh, I was going to kind of deviate. Did you hear about the article about the nerds and sex and internet and all that good stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah. Article came out this week from a research survey that was done. Americans of all ages can't go very long without the internet. In fact, they prefer the internet over everything else, including their real-life friends. And sex. The fourth world's largest advertising agency, JTW, made findings in a survey of 1,011 American adults, discovered that the internet had become such an integral part of our lives that some of us were willing to make major sacrifices for it.
I'm not willing to make that big of a sacrifice.
Yeah, really. Survey respondents were asked how long they could go without internet connection and still feel okay. 15% of the group admitted to being very weak-willed and said they can only last about a day or less without feeling isolated and disconnected from the world. Another 21% didn't do much better, saying that they could only go a couple days, with 19% saying they could go a few days. Only about 18% of the group said they'd go for a week or more without being connected. And that's, basically the result for the survey. And one of the interesting answers is you know, when they go online and they're online, they can live longer without sex, hanging out with their friends, going outside and doing things, to go play online, to do whatever the God's name they have to do online. What the hell's wrong with you people? All right,
you can't pass a pussy for it.
No, you can't. Okay, so aside from sex, because I think, well, aside from me, I think I could probably go a couple days.
Days?
Months.
Months?
Months.
Months?
I'm sticking with months.
Months?
Months. Without sex.
Months?
Months. What could you give
months?
Up? Months. What could you give up for internet? I mean, if you had to do internet or something else, what, you know, and don't make it stupid like paying bills. Make it something you know you enjoy doing right now. What do you enjoy doing aside from sex? Sex doesn't count. What do you enjoy doing so much that even if you decided to skip it for the internet, you may actually miss it just a bit?
If I skipped it?
Yeah.
For the internet, I miss it. Probably playing, I would say Madden 360.
So video games.
Yeah,
but
because...
Not
just video games, but Madden in particular, because I play it every year for months consecutively.
Okay.
That's my relaxing time.
Okay.
So it would be something I would really...
Technically, are you disconnecting because you are going to be online with like 360 Online or Xbox
Live? He doesn't have Xbox Live.
Okay,
no,
but
I
let's say
have,
hypothetically,
I do
though.
Now.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? Is that, wouldn't that kind of be the same thing because you don't have to have someone around?
I'd say that's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're removing yourself from physical people and taking yourself to a virtual world.
That's true.
See, I'd say playing with my dogs. I can't. I love playing with my dogs, and I you guys know me. I spend quite a bit of time online.
Hey, by the way, Toe's correcting us. The one with the screen flip-up is called the Kaiser.
Oh. Kaiser Soze.
Okay, so anyhow, playing with your dogs.
Yeah, I couldn't. If I stop playing with my dogs, seriously, I miss it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to say, for me, probably my comics. But my comics are pretty isolated, though. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have. I mean, anymore.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding how this works.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the. That's what I'm
trying
to get.
What do you? Because
you're giving
up
that interpersonal relationships with real life people.
No,
dogs. I think dogs count because dogs are a danger.
But is this
family.
Something I could do or couldn't do?
That's why I'm getting confused.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You kind of went the long way
around. You either have to do, okay, if you have a choice, would you A, go on the line and do whatever you need to on the internet, or B, this other thing?
I'd play with my dogs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Could you, how many days do you think you could last without playing with your dogs?
Like 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Especially, my kneecap was soaking wet. I just got to point that out from yesterday. I was over last night. We were prepping for this thing we're going to be talking about towards the end of the show, and you really need to go to spankwagon.net later tomorrow to find out what it is.
Thor walked by Mark and just this
and started
puddle.
Licking my knee.
Oh, he did.
He started licking my knee, and dude, my knee was drenched, just soaked through.
Dude, he's a great dog. I'm sorry. He's awesome.
Fucking bucket of water with legs. All right.
Have I showed you pictures of Thor?
No, I haven't seen him.
I think I have some on my phone.
Maybe I did.
He's a great dog. He's just, yeah, he drools constantly.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious what other people, what could other people give up in lieu?
Or what couldn't they give up?
Or couldn't they give up?
You know?
Even better, what couldn't you give up? I don't know. I'd be curious. I'd love to hear from you. Radio@spankwagon.net.
What you could give up for the internet?
What could you give up for the internet?
That's Thor.
That's Thor.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. I got another news article since that one failed so miserably. Hey, Boston's a land of idiots again. Troopers arrested an MIT student at gunpoint today after she walked into Logan International Airport wearing a circuit board and wiring on her sweatshirt. Authorities called it a fake bomb, and she called it art. Oh, I love her name. This is an MIT student, mind you. Star Simpson. Porn star name. Ugly, too, though. Terribly ugly. Star Simpson.
That's a woman?
That's a woman. I know, that's what I said.
Holy shit.
That's a man, baby. Star Simpson's attorney said the charges against her were an overreaction, but authorities expressed amazement that someone would wear such a device 8 months after 8 months after a similar bomb scare. Remember the circuit board with the LEDs on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
I'll just.
And 6 years after two jets were hijacked in September. Dude, 6 years. Six.
I know.
Your baby is now in second or first grade.
I think it's great.
Stupid. So personally, though, I think this person was kind of stupid. They're calling it art. Basically, though, she's actually like one of those super geniuses. She's a 19-year-old in MIT, praised and given awards for her work in robotics, even a congressional citation.
Oh, maybe she'll be on the show with I can't even think of it. Grant.
Oh, on Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. There you go. She even wore the white. She wore the white circuit board, or excuse me, white circuit board on her chest over a black hooded sweatshirt. They said in a news conference, the battery-powered rectangular device had 9 flashing lights, and she had Play-Doh in her hands.
I guess to make it like.
I don't understand that part.
Like the Play-Doh, I guess. I don't know.
Two faces
look like C4. I don't know.
Maybe. To be honest, I don't know.
Why would you
do that? Because first off, why is she so ugly?
Damn, she makes Carrot Top look like Brad Pitt.
Ooh. Ouch.
Damn.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you exactly have Down syndrome? Or do you just style your hair like that? Maybe she just wants to be Pete Rose.
No, it's just it's kind of a big bleached out fro. My question is, though, is why bother?
Oh, why not? Students are all dumb anyway. Who are we kidding?
I mean,
like the girl
because
killed her
school
own baby
is for faggots. Don't you ever forget that.
You're a faggot and I'm a faggot. Yeah,
learning is for queers.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it gets you a better job. That's the way. That's
case
the way.
In point, you show me a stupid homosexual.
Oh, I know a few.
No, real homosexuals, not just the people you work with.
No, I know a few. I know a few very dumb faggots.
By the way, Arizona's whomping up all over the Dodgers, 7-3. Esteban Loaiza, the human home run ATM, managed to give up 6 runs on 5 hits over the first 4 innings.
Nice.
God damn, he's the new Jose Lima.
Nice. So anyhow,
All right, so we've only got a few minutes left.
Yep.
Let's talk about this thing.
Oh, yes. Why don't you kind of go for it?
All right, so we've decided in nothing more than a shameless attempt to draw attention to the site to do something I would consider to be kind of dumb.
Fucking loser.
Something loserish, and yet really harkens back to the old school days of what I know I used to do in high school, and I'm sure that both of you did the same thing as well.
Oh, what, spank your meat for see how many times you can spank your meat in a day?
Oh, 7.
my 7 too.
Really? Sweet.
And after a while, that shit start to hurt.
Oh. Like, chafing the dick. You got fucking scabs and shit. You gotta stop and wait for your shit to heal up for a couple days. Before you learn the appropriate amount of pressure to use.
And lotion.
You know what? I don't use lotion.
Yeah, no.
I do it dry because I like the friction. Anyway. plus, you know.
Keep going. We only got a few minutes.
If you lick your hand, I don't want the taste of lotion and semen.
Good point. Okay, now.
What we're going to do is something very simple. As everybody knows, and if you don't, you're a fucking moron and haven't been paying attention to anything. Microsoft is releasing Halo 3 next Tuesday at 12:01 a.m.
I guess I'm a moron. Don't listen to
Do not watch football because it was all over CBS.
I know
it was on Future Weapons.
I know. You can't miss fucking Halo 3. Every website you go to, they got a picture of
every
Halo.
Website. Fuck, I walked into 7-Eleven this morning, and I swear to God, on the door it says Halo 3. Reserve your copy now. What, here? So anyway, Halo 3 is going to be released Friday at 12 a.m. So what I've decided to do in what can only be called utterly moronic sense of doing things, I'm going to be standing in line Monday night, probably about 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'll get to the mall, and I'm going to get in line, and I'm sure I won't be alone, but I'll have my iPod and other stuff. I also will have my iPhone with me, and I will be in the IRC chat room.
Cool.
Because I will be picking up my copy of Halo.
Right.
Going right home, and I'm going to spend the next 24 hours on my couch playing Halo 3.
And what we're going to do for the show aspect of it is it's going to be a low bit stream, but it's going to be a stream for that 24-hour period. You're going to interact with Murphy as he's playing Halo for 24 hours. So what's going to happen is we're going to do it a couple different ways. First off, we're going to have the audio server.
Mm-hmm.
The link will specifically be put up on spankwagon.net.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to share it with anybody.
Yeah, feel free to share it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be tons of people interested.
There will be video segments, but that's down the road. But we will have the Spankwagon chat room up and running. So irc.slashnet.org, pound what? Spankwagon. So you can join in.
What are you going to do when you have to shit and piss? You're just gonna
I'll probably allow myself to take a couple of minute break every hour or so, just enough to stand up, stretch, crack the knuckles, poop. I'll also be buying, and this is where it's really going to get bad, I'm going to buy an entire case of the Mountain Dew Game Fuel, which is the official soda of Halo 3.
Halo 3. Yeah, nice.
I'm gonna be doing that. And if I can find any Halo 3 Doritos or chips, I'm going to stock up on Halo 3 merchandise. Yes. Now, I do have the standard edition reserved. If anybody, a.k.a. you two, would like to kick in to get the extra money so I can buy the legendary edition, which is $140.
Jesus,
I wouldn't object. It does come. Wait,
Game.
It does come in Master Chief's helmet.
Why?
In a full size version of the Master Chief's helmet.
Okay, but you got to understand. I kind of flinch when you say something comes into something.
No. The packaging is going to come in Master Chief's helmet.
Toe says, "Halo, tried the original, bored me to tears."
Yeah, if you think that's boring, try listening to someone play it for 24 hours.
So yeah, what we're going to do? Let me just interrupt here. We are going to have that all going, all Halo, all everything for the entire 24-hour period. Chat room is going to be up and running. Video is going to be out down the road, and we're going to watch Murphy descend.
Yeah, around hour 18 or 19, I think it's going to be real interesting. Now, don't forget, I'm supposed to work the day before, so I'm going to get a full day of working before going home, taking a nap, and then going about this. I've posted a link in the chat room for the dig on it, because I did create a dig for it. So go ahead and dig it if you do, please. That way it gets more attention. Spread this around. Put it on every site you can, because not only is it going to be really interesting to watch me descend into madness, but it's also going to be, you know, good for the site and good for the show. More people we get knowing about the show,
absolutely,
the better. So, yeah, that is going to be Halo 3 by 24, is I guess what we're going to call it.
Halo 3 by 24, and that will be what's the date?
It is next Tuesday, which I do believe is the 25th, starting basically as soon as I get
at
home from the mall.
Midnight Pacific Standard.
Yeah, I'm going to be, as soon as I get home from the mall, whatever it, you know.
Well, let's give you some set time. Midnight Pacific Standard is when this is going to start.
Well, they're not handing the game out until midnight.
Oh, okay. So whenever you get home, so it'll start then. Yeah. All right.
But I will be in the chat room, and I will be keeping people updated. I also may be posting pictures from the line. I should at least have my iPhone with me, so I'll be able to take pictures.
Oh, and there you go.
Maybe, you know, use the old .mag web gallery or something if I have access to
it. Idea.
Or maybe I'll email them directly to you there, Trench, and you can upload them.
For when I'm awake.
So that's right.
So you can take all the pictures of a 19-year-old white boy loser.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, you know what? We did this last week, and it felt good. I think we need to do it again this week before we leave. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a clicker liquorless edition.
We don't have clicker liquors. We have empty water bottles.
Of mad props. We got to thank every single one of our listeners, but this is for the chat room listeners who are brave enough to join the chat room, and technically there's two of you. It's got to grow, man. I remember when we used to run out of time doing this.
I know.
So we got to say a big thank you to chat room listeners. Mad props to Toe.
Mad props!
And we got to say a big thank you to Virtual One.
Mad props!
And we thank all of our chat room listeners. Even if you come in and hang out for just a little bit, we love you.
Hey! Oh, you got to play the Bill Cosby song.
Oh, no, they can get that out of the archive.
Oh,
there's a
yes.
bad edit or something in that.
It was the bad edit. You know, Claude always had the good edit. I had to hunt for this one copy that sucked ass.
Hunt? Like Kunta Kinte?
Yes.
Do you know what else it's time for, though?
Oh, yeah. I got the music because your channels are off.
Turn it up. No! No, stop
sucks.
That. Stop that. Stop
sucks.
It. Stop it right now. What? No, this is the only thing I get to do by myself in the whole goddamn show. You give me, even if I've got one channel, you give it to me, you son of a bitch. I don't care if it's one channel or not.
This cord must be bad.
Yeah, that's one channel of mine, too.
Could be something in the board. There you go. Look at that. It wasn't the cord. It was you the whole time.
Look at that.
Son of a bitch.
Do your closing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I've been Murphy.
I've been Trencher.
I've been in Murphy. I mean, I'm Daddy Decaf.
Did you come in Murphy's helmet?
Yes, I did.
And next week,
and I kept it in the plastic and added it to my collection.
Next week, I'll be Murphy.
I may be Trencher.
I'm just hoping to make it here next week in the studio.
Get the canoe!
Between the rain and what's going to happen on Tuesday night, I don't know if I'll make it here. You've been listening to us, guys. We want to thank all of you for listening in. We also want to thank the people for putting us on. Big thanks to LV Rocks and to Jimmy. Much love, brother. Much love. One love. One love. Also want to say a big thank you to the guys at Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network. Thank you, Juke and your wife's titties. Door from Hell Radio. Has a daughter named Lucy. Fox FM, they report, we decide. Showdown.net, I can't whistle and do the good, the bad, and the ugly theme. Thank you. WebMix, classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Wait, and great promos. I got some more to
awesome
play.
Promos. And big thanks to the guys from Nomad Radio, especially Dr. Stoney for calling in there.
Mad
and
Pop,
breaking too. The tie. We are launching the ball into space if we can gather $750,000.
Let me vote the button here. Banish it to space.
All right.
Our vote has been cast.
Woohoo! Guys, also, remember, if we're not live,
we're in the archive.
You find us in the
archive. 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 Archive.
So it's spankwagon.net. You can check the archives there, or you can check our podcast archive, podcast.lvrocks.com. Check that out. Listen to the shows, even if I'm not on them. Also want to say, guys, don't forget.
Especially if he's not on them.
Don't forget also to tune in Thursday nights here at LV Rocks for the Carey Sisters, their show.
Yeah, we missed their show, didn't we?
We did. I'll be listening to the podcast the next day or so to check it out.
Because if they were anything like they were when they were on our show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, it could be interesting. Guys, don't forget also get us on our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon.
Spank it.
Spankwagon.
Spank it like a Polaroid picture.
We do need friends because we're lonely, lonely people.
You know, I've started editing out friends.
Have you really?
Friends.
Why?
That,
Dane, dude, Cook doesn't do it. Why do you?
Dane Cook's a dick.
Dane Cook may be a dick, but he's got the largest friend network on MySpace. Quit being an elitist basquard. Basquard.
Basquard?
Basquard.
You are the basquard.
You are the basquard.
You are the basquard.
Basquad.
You are the basquard of internet radio.
Anyway, guys.
I had notes on.
Yeah,
that.
I don't care. Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.
We're going to try and swim our way out of here. Again, I've
You're
been Murphy.
Swimming as spooze.
Swimming as spooze.
Swimming low.
I've been
ocean.
Murphy. With me again, Trencher.
Woohoo!
I'm a little dizzy. This is going to be interesting. Give him the line, Decaf.
Retards out!
This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous. I had this dream the other night. I went to work one day, and nobody remembered who I was. So I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss. He says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." And the horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world, and there's a sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. And I remember, I'd been here in other dreams. Usually there was a water polo game, and a girl who could talk with her eyes, and she'd say,
"Can you see what I'm saying?"
Horns kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a lake when a phone rings, and the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand.
Boom, papa chaka maka nana singa. Ding ka balana wana idomu ching pao. Heavy ka balua kama chena sing tea. Boom, papa chaka mana wana is now free.
Then the horns kicked in. Shoes started to squeak. Before long, I was coming up on this really weird part of my dream. You know, the part where I know how to tap dance, but I can only do it while wearing golf shoes. Now I'm back on the beach, walking with this girl who talks with her eyes. This time she says,
"I think you see what I'm saying."
Then, just before I woke up, it started to rain in Southern California.
Boom, papa chaka makanano sing kao. Ding ka balala wana idomu ching pao. Heavy ka balua kama jena sing tea. Boom, mama chaka mana one is now three.